Up where we are, still in the highlands. You asked me in your letter, I just forgot to tell you, I guess in my last letter. We're on around the area around Pleiku. We've been around this area, up by Kontum. I guess we're going up by Quinion or someplace like that after. On K? Going up by On K, an AO around there. You know, you could just go around all around it about, I don't know how many miles, just boo-boo, just hump our little asses off. And so we're back here for a few days. Sitting in a nice dry bunker now. Even got a real bunk to sleep on. Just boards. My air mattress got a hole in it. So I've been out without one of them for about 3 months now. Sleeping on the ground. I don't know what's happened to our monsoon over here. I guess you got a worse one back there. We're really catching hell over here for a while. But then the rain every day, and it'd stop. The sun would come out. Go right back in an hour later and start raining like hell again. Just mud everywhere and just wet all the time. But I don't know, last three days now. Yeah, but last 3 days, then, boy, it's sunshine, it's hotter than hell. It's real nice. That morning here, after we got the guys out and everything for the Tigers, we found out we're supposed to be dusted off. It was all good. You know, great, you know, get a CA, get the hell out of this place, you know, because we stayed there another night. Thought you'd come back. Once the cat gets a taste for human blood, they're raised hell, boy. And we had a water deal with you. I'll go down to the stream down there, get some water, and fill up the canteens, and get about halfway back, and they'd stinks open up on them. We don't know how many. I think just too many, just sniper fire, I guess. And they returned fire and everything. They came up and put 260s down just outside of our perimeter, down this where you could see down over the hill. And it was down like a little valley. It was a hill on the other side, and they reconned by fire. The 60s opened up and put a lot of lead up on that hill up there, and everybody got their jollies off. Everybody shooting, you know, shooting at just anywhere on the hill, just shooting all over the hill. A lot of fun, bloops working out, and 60s, 16s. Get our jollies off. And they came up, and the platoons had a little patrol out. They received fire up there, and we got them back in, and we're down there, and they opened up on us. We were sitting down my radio, and I was kind of laughing, you know. It gets that wild, it gets like a joke over here sometimes, and just one of those days, then we're all sitting and just looking around the tree on the other side, and just all full of holes, and we're sitting behind it. We thought it was pretty cute. It was a great big tree. There's no way it could have got us, but, you know, just popped a head around a tree, you know, it could have ruined your whole day, but some of them were pretty high. I guess they didn't know just where we were. They're just spraying the area, so we just sent some back at them. Kemper, you know, Wayne, he's a gunner. He's the heaviest humping gunner we got around here, and the whole platoon, our whole company. Carries 700 rounds around his waist, and 200 in his pack. That's 900 rounds, and it 60 ammo weighs up quite a bit, boy, and plus the gun. And he got down there, after carrying all those rounds, the other gunner carries 500, and he loads on his AGs and his ammo bear. He got down there and to open up with a 60, and they weren't all tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. It was just a pop. The thing fired one round, so he pulls it back, and you gotta have a lot of hair on your ass takes quite a bit to cock one of those things, and well, I can do it about 10 times, man. My arm about falls off, and you got it back and try it again. Boom. Just one shot, you know. Kept trying it, you know. Just one shot go off, you know. So he took it up, and the gas cylinder plug was all burned out and everything from firing it so much, and he couldn't work. Boy, Paul Piotti, I really rubbed it into him. He says, why don't you put it on automatic? And he said, fire it on semi, you know. It's a machine gun. That's all it's got is automatic. Just a safety on and off, and it's on Boogaloo, and it's 550 rounds a minute going out there, and you pull that trigger. Get that thing chasing you up a hill and ruin your whole day. All those rounds, we got 4,300 rounds in our platoon.
Gun squad, two gun teams.
That's both gun teams together. 4,300 rounds, so that's a lot of shit they can put out there. And we got on finally we stopped receiving fire from down there, and everything's okay. We started CA'ing out. You wouldn't believe it. The birds going out, and they got shot at down there. From down the valley. I guess they're just moving in all around that area. They're getting shot at from down there, so one of the birds went turned around, circled back, seen where he got it from. And he returned fire to 60, and they got some, received some air-to-ground fire again. So he dropped the smoke to mark the spot, and we called an artillery on him. I guess that sure come up a bit, but the bird went over, he's getting fired at down there. Couldn't tell just where it was. We knew it was from some hill. We didn't know whereabouts on it. We knew the hill, the general location, and we fired artillery all around here, and so my bird went out. I didn't get fired at, not mine. I had to go on the last bird because I had to get on Hire's push and call him when we landed and tell him that our whole element is, CA was completed, our whole element's arrived and at his location, and then leave his push after that. And so I was on the last bird, and boy, quite a while for my bird came. I kept waiting there, but I started saying my little prayers and hung on my little crosses. Scared as all hell. I thought I was going to get stuck there another night, man. I didn't want to spend no night with those Tigers again. Stayed up all the night before, but I couldn't take that again. I'd have gone crazy if I had to stay there. And so, and finally, boy, we seen it coming. Boy, did it look good. I jumped on that darn thing. I tried to jump on it before it landed. Thing just touched the ground, boy, and I was on it. Let's go. Took off there, and They took another company out, Charlie Company, to replace us. And